Hey guys, before this podcast starts, I actually got the episode number wrong. This isn't episode 6, it's actually episode 5. So before you guys are like, Brandon can't count, I actually can. It was just a really long day and I kind of forgot with all the pre-recordings I have. So yeah, without further ado, here's episode 5.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Brandon, the host of The Remix, episode 6. And today I'm with my co-host Taekwon. Say what's Hello. Up. Hello. And our first ever guest on the podcast ever, Sebastian.
What up, guys?
Well, how's it going? You should be honored.
I am very honored. I had my own podcast. Now I'm the guest on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I've been on your podcast, twice?
Twice.
Almost three times.
Coming up on three times.
Yeah, I'm going to be on there three times, so that's going to be cool.
Indeed.
1 minute, one question with Sebastian Kuka over on Snapchat. Quite.
Indeed.
It's really cool.
Thank you, Brandon.
Unless you stutter a bunch and then you can't get your answer out, and then he's like, "Oh, time's up." And then
it's too bad. So a lot of people don't know how quick a minute really is.
Until I have to answer a question, or when I flipped the script and asked you a question.
Yeah, that was pretty different. Not a lot of people have asked the host a question.
Yeah, but you know, over here. I guess I can ask you a few more questions because it's my show.
Oh, so, yeah, for sure. I don't want to disrespect the host.
So let's get into it. Taekwon, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. So, Sebastian, you've 100% of a lot of games. You beat Super Meat Boy. What did you get? 100 and what?
106%.
106% on Super Meat Boy. Like one of the hardest games ever. Grown men. Cry after like an hour. So, you know, what was the hardest game you have ever completed that you just sat down and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore?
Well, okay, so there's a difference between difficulty and just games that are really tedious. So like,
right.
When it comes to like pure difficulty, I'd assume Super Meat Boy, like that was pretty hard. But with like tediousness, definitely like Lego Star Wars.
I thought you were gonna say like Geometry Dash. I was like, oh god.
No, I'm not counting those stupid mobile games.
Lego Star Wars is really tedious, though. I used to play.
You have to play every single level at least 4 times, and it takes over like 30 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I never 100%ed it as a kid. I just completely forgot about it. So anyway, Taekwon, you can ask your question.
Okay, I'll go with a question that Brandon had asked me. What's a talent that you haven't really put out there?
I mean, I play the drums. I don't really put out a lot of drum covers, but I've been playing ever since like the summer. Into 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing.
So Taekwon just heard drums, and he plays the guitar. He's thinking, make a band.
Start a band.
Thinking, I'm going to be honest.
You're not much of a thinker anyways.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But anyway, next up I have top 3 favorite teachers.
Top 3 favorite teachers. See, okay. So it's weird for me because I also go to Butcher. So a lot of the Mott kids might not know a lot of the Butcher teachers.
Right.
But in no particular order, my 8th grade algebra teacher, Mr. Karen, he was pretty cool.
Wait, his name was Mr. Karen?
Karen, yeah. He was cool.
That's kind of weird.
No, he's really chill. My dad bought him a beer one time when the family was out in a sports bar, and we saw him like across the bar. Yeah. Mr. Piccolo from Grissom.
Oh my god, the short one?
Yeah, yeah.
What a legend.
He was chilling. He's retired now, but
is he?
He's probably yeah. He retired like a year or two ago.
Oh, that's crazy. Good for him. He deserves to live his life.
Oh, yeah. Not get made fun of his height as much by 8th graders.
Yeah.
that literally just got taller than him like a week ago, but you know.
And then obviously number one has to go to Mr. Carpenter.
Carp.
Like there's no doubt about it. No debate whatsoever. Carp is number one. Mr.
Carpenter is a straight legend. But
legendary status.
It's a straight goat. Anyway, Taekwon, you got the floor now.
I wasn't even thinking of a question.
Jesus, I'll do a question if you don't have one.
What's your like on your free time besides playing a game or doing a podcast? What's something that you like to do?
I mean, ranking stuff is a very general term, but like just watching director filmographies, like their movies and stuff, just ranking them, or like listen to an artist's discography and ranking their albums.
Yeah.
Wow, that is set up perfectly for my question, because my question has movies and ranking. You're a big film guy. You love love critiquing and making lists and all that. Like, you made a list of all the best Marvel movies, all the best Disney movies. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got you now with what are your top five movies of all time? Your top five movie essentials that like
if, lucky for you. I've made a list.
You made a list.
Okay. So starting with number five. Okay. The Shawshank Redemption. Okay.
Okay.
Classic movie from 94.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, another classic movie from 94, Pulp Fiction.
Oh, classic. Yeah. Yeah. That has a lot of a lot of people reference that on like a day to day basis.
I wonder how many people like that reference it, like actually have seen the movie all the way through.
Yeah, because not a lot of people have. Isn't that movie like 2 hours?
Two and a half.
Yeah, it's two and a half hours long.
It's a long movie. I mean, it's a Tarantino movie too. All Tarantino
movies are long.
I'm going to be honest. My favorite Tarantino movie is probably freaking From Dusk Till Dawn. That was literally my favorite thing.
Did he fully produce that?
I don't think he actually did. I think he kind of like gave up in the middle of it and was just like, you know what? I'm just going to put this out.
Yeah, there. I'm pretty sure he did give up in the middle of it.
He was like, I'm going to do the ending and I'm going to just put this out here. It's not even going to be a second part. I'm going to leave my.
Why did you turn into like a human beatbox in the middle of the.
Inglourious Bastards is another good Tarantino film. That's that could switch with Pulp Fiction as being his best film.
But, yeah.
Anyway, number three. On my best, on my top five movies is Back to the Future
Two.
Yes. Wait, isn't that the one where he goes into the
2015?
I was just watching that.
The
one
Cubs win the World Series.
And he like, there's double actors and stuff.
Yeah,
like double Martys and double Docs and stuff. Number two is Inception. Masterpiece that involves time.
You can't explain that movie to anyone.
You can't. Like, you have to watch the movie for yourself. And that ending, that stupid ambiguous ending, pissed me off. But now I like it. But, like, the more I think about it,
now I put it on my top five.
indefinitely. And then number one and number two could honestly switch places depending on how I feel. But Avengers Endgame.
Cool. The master.
3 hour
the
masterpiece. Such a masterpiece.
I see a lot of people just like. They saw that and they were like, it's just a lot of fan pandering. Like, they're like, oh yeah, they're just trying to pander to the fans. They're just going back in time.
It's like,
and
shut up about the fans. Just enjoy
the movie. I didn't watch any of the Thor movies. And it's so funny because they make a reference to Thor 2, and then Thor gets up to explain it because everybody knows that movie was garbage and nobody watched it. So he goes, I don't even know what happened. There's some red dye, you know, infected someone. Either way, we need to go get that. Like, that was hilarious.
It was like the reality gem or something.
But Taekwon, you better have been thinking of a question.
Yes, actually, I have. For I'm gonna put this in. Brandon told me not to put this in, but I'm gonna put it in anyways.
No, I just said no. I'm not gonna use it. You can use whatever you want.
Okay. For the future, after the COVID-19, what do you see us in? More like a Matrix situation, or like just what do you think about the future?
It's gonna be like the Jetsons
country.
Like distant future, or like
distant? I would say like distant, now. More distant.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get, like, so much more futuristic within the next, like, 50 years, I don't think. Like, that's what Back to the Future thought, and then 30 years later, we didn't really advance that much.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet.
And technology.
Well, yeah, that was a big one, but, like...
And then what?
The internet hasn't really made a big leap. In 2015, we had
what? Like... 7 iPhones?
Yeah, yeah. Like 6 or 7 iPhones came out at the same time.
Yeah, and we had a red one. We had a red one at this at that time, yeah. Too.
Freaking SE and SC and stuff.
That never made sense to me. I have an iPhone 5C. Like,
I just find what's the difference? In the wrong direction towards
it's
the future.
Like, oh, mine's green. Mm. Like, shut up. It's the same phone.
It's the same phone. Thing. It's just a different color. But, yeah.
Unless you get, like, an active one, then that's something to gloat about.
Unless you get, like, a glow-in-the-dark case. But, anyway. Wait. Cringiest school moment.
Cringiest school
moment. Yeah, that you were just sitting there and, like, either A, you think about it, like, when it's late at night and you're like, why did they do that? Or like, why did I do that?
No, this is very easy, and I'm ashamed to say it, but it's my 8th grade haircut. Just the entirety of
it. Is it the one I sent you?
It's the stupid Hitler haircut.
I think it's the
like emo Hitler.
I think it's the one I sent you when I sent you that old video.
With the yeah, it's that one. That's the one.
Dude, I was sitting down with my friend. She goes, oh, yeah, my teacher has a vlog. You want to check it out? And I looked it up in the search bar, and I saw Aiden in the thumbnail. So shout out to him. And
my man's Aiden.
And I was like, wait. I watched the whole video. Then I sent it to you. That was hilarious.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding
you
me.
Thought that was just,
how did
you thought it was just gonna disappear?
I thought it would disappear, yeah. I didn't know some people would just be curious enough to look up Mr. Bullis.
Well, I was kind of
shout out to
I was kind of told to.
who is this friend?
If Brianna, we had her on the pod. Actually, her episode just came out today at the time of this recording. Ooh,
okay. Shameless plug.
I see.
At the time of this recording, dude, I bet you, like, people that are listening to this are like, wait, what day did they record this on? I'm telling you guys now, it's April. It's April 24th. That's what day it is.
Friday, 6:25 p.m. EST.
Exactly. But, Brianna kind of said, go watch Mr. Bullis's vlog. Like, I went to her school. And then I looked up Mr. Bullis, and I saw you.
Mr. Bullis is at Sterling now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big English teacher.
Making
big bucks. Making a big butts. I mean, bucks. Oh, that sounds God. Bad.
Hey, this is high school, man. That's not the
wrong industry. But anyway, it's like, Juan, do you have another question?
What's like this is more towards you, like how do you see yourself in 5 years?
How do I see myself? Okay.
Graduating Harvard.
Some kind of college. Definitely. Probably with a roommate somewhere in Michigan.
Names.
The goal is to get into U of M. That's
you know how hard it is to get in the U of M, though?
Oh, yo, I know that, but, like, that's, like, the dream.
Like, I heard there was one girl, she was a senior last year, She had all A's and B, like a 4.2 GPA and like almost a perfect score on the SAT, and she's on the waiting list. I'm like, dude, what?
I mean, that's better than nothing. I mean,
yeah, that is better than nothing. I'd rather be on the waiting list than like not go at all.
I don't know, because like waiting list, like that could always change, and then you're just like, I was waiting. You know, I'd rather them tell me straight up if I got accepted or not or anything like that.
But I'd rather also wait because, like, yeah, that's a good college. Like,
yeah,
I'd rather take that. But, oh, my God, why? Why is this happening? All right, there you go. Oh, another movie thing. But it's not about movies. Okay. It's about actors. Top five actors.
Okay.
And you could probably slide an actress in there as well.
Okay. See, I don't have a list for this now.
I'm going to make you make a new list.
And I swear, if George Clooney usually is not I do in like there, a... I'm so pissed off.
I mean, okay. George Clooney is... He's one of the... His method is what I call distracting, meaning that like he distracts his bad acting with his good looks.
I don't know. I see it more as a serious kind of funny type of thing. Like he's not really trying to be funny,
like a sarcastic kind of thing.
I see his attitude more sarcasm than trying too hard or something like that.
You get what you're getting at. Picking you up with your lane.
So, in no particular order, Leonardo DiCaprio, definitely for his diversity.
Yeah, he can do anything, for real.
Especially his Italian. Like, not his speaking, but like the movies that he plays where he has, like yeah, like he has to play an Italian person. It's freaking awesome.
He said the hard R once.
Yeah.
And Django.
Django Unchained. You have my curiosity. Yeah. Now you gain my attention. I gotta put, since you said I could put like a female in there, definitely Scarlett Johansson.
100%, yes.
100%. Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Yeah, that's Keanu. Another one. He was also, wasn't he in the, he was Neo from The Matrix.
Yeah.
He's done a lot.
He was The Matrix, He was Bill and Ted. Now he's making his own. He was in Hardball.
Right, yeah, now he produces his own movies. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And he has his own motorcycle company. Like, come on, man. How much badass can you be with a motorcycle company?
He still takes the subway.
Yeah, like,
he's a very crazy. He's a very modest man. He's very down to earth.
Mm-hmm. I like Will Ferrell. Like, in his comedy stuff.
It's funny because Brianna's episode, she said her favorite movie was Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is so funny.
I haven't seen Step Brothers.
It's like, on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. No plug.
Go watch. Yeah, we're not sponsored by Netflix, sadly.
I've just been busy ranking other filmographies.
Go watch Step Brothers and report.
I will do it right after.
You ever watch The Other Guys with Will Ferrell?
That's with Mark Wahlberg
and Will Ferrell. That's so funny.
I think I've seen it. I just forgot like the main parts of it. Mark Wahlberg's probably another one of my favorite actors. But yeah, that's five, I guess.
I remember the one thing we would always say from Will Ferrell that we never knew what movie it was from was when we would rap Niggas in Paris, and you would go it's provocative.
I don't even know what that means. No one knows what it means.
It's provocative.
It's provocative.
No, it's not. Let's get the people going.
That's from Blades of Glory.
Yeah, we figured that.
That's where he
we figured it out. Like what? Like the last week of school?
Something like that. Last month of school.
But,
and we just sing a different verse from it every day.
Yeah, we, you know, if school is still going on, we'd probably have finished the song by now.
Come and meet me in the bathroom stall and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Lyrical genius.
What's she order? Fish fillet.
Speaking of fish fillet, that's going to be my next question. if you had to
wait.
No, it's gonna, what question goes? It's gonna be pretty funny. Don't worry. Anyways, not so much fish fillet. At any fast food restaurant, okay. You have to pick five. But no, I'm gonna go with three because it makes it more difficult. Three items off of the menu that you always go to.
Okay.
Go.
What's he order?
not a fish fillet. Mm-mm. So like. By three unique items or like...
three items that you just can't resist when you go to that place.
Yeah, you just, okay. Like you look at it and you're like, yeah, that's what I want.
Gotta have that. Yeah.
All right, go to McDonald's, two cheeseburgers and a medium fries. Bam!
What a legend.
That's it.
Yeah, you said three, right?
That's you all did it with the hard one. Yeah,
that's all. That's all a man needs.
That's all a man needs.
We're from America, if you didn't know.
Indeed, we are.
But anyway, Taekwon, is that your last question? Because
that's my last question. All right. You got any other questions, Brandon?
This is my last question. Sebastian.
Yes.
As the host of 1 Minute, One Question.
Mm-hmm.
And me as the host of the remix, I think
we need a crossover.
I think we need a business venture here. I would like to incorporate the 1 Minute, One Question family. I mean... yeah, the 1 Minute, One Question organization.
Into the remix into organization? Yes,
to make one family.
United.
That is an offer I can't refuse. I would love to be a part of the remix family, Brandon.
We make you an offer you can't refuse.
Don't just come please don't break my
day of my daughter's wedding. Can you ask a question?
But
you know how stupid you are right now.
But anyway, it's a new organization now. We have our new family member,
new segment.
Our new segment.
I feel like we need some sad music going on right now, like some graduation music or something.
Play the John Cena theme song. is that it? Yeah,
we can have segments on the remix and whatnot.
Yeah, is that it? Is that just all like, we got for today? Taekwon?
Yeah, I think that's all.
All right, Sebastian, do you want to ask us any questions?
Not that I know of. I mean, how are you guys' days so far? I guess that's the only one.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I was stuck in a long meeting and then I had to make this, so I'm probably gonna like either A, stay up until like 10, or I'm gonna go take a nap and come back later. But all right. Anyway, Sebastian, plug your Snapchat, your Instagram, your Pinterest, your Facebook, your...
anything you want. Yeah. Just throw it in there.
Okay,
you got 50 seconds.
Right.
All right. Snapchat is the cool Seabass. That's DACOOLSEABASS. That's all one word.
It'll be in the description.
Instagram is the real Seabass 3. That is THEREALSEABASS, and then the number 3.
Ooh.
That's pretty much all my socials. But yeah, you could catch 1 Minute, One Podcast on Snapchat every once in a while, and then I'll probably upload a lot of the episodes onto my Instagram feed, so
to keep
look forward to that
intrigued
to keep the people going.
Yeah.
But, go full circle a little bit.
We always got to go full circle, but anyway, indeed. Links to that will be in the description, and other than that, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, it was always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Yep, but say bye, guys.
All right, bye, guys.
Shalom.
Shalom.